Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Sure, he'll be getting into the octagon on the undercard tonight over the UFC matches.
I'm pretty confident that that would be a big mistake. So, no, I won't be doing that.
What's going on with you this morning?
Not much. Just getting ready. Baseball tonight over at Greer Stadium. Be interesting to see the renovations over there to the stadium and playing Belmont in games now that are very important. I mean, Vanderbilt's in a situation where the record is 17-10. The SEC record is not where they would like for it to be at 3-6. So it's going to be important to get back on a winning note, you know, heading into this weekend with Florida coming into town. But you need to keep winning these non-conference and midweek games. They do mean something. And so Chase Reed will most likely go tonight, and hopefully the Commodores can bounce back after losing two at Auburn.
Joe, DJ Moore is scheduled to work out for the Titans today. And you hope that 4-5 number that's been thrown out there doesn't scare people off, you know, when they're looking at drafting a defensive back.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's such an important position at cornerback that I'm not sure that they're going to base everything on that 4-5. So much of it's based on quickness and reaction time. And DJ, as you guys saw, is just tremendous on breaking to the ball. To me, it's more important how fast can a guy like that run backwards and then change direction and go. I mean, those kind of things I think are a whole lot more important than just his flat out 40 time. And I think most teams feel that way too. It is an interesting process though for a guy like that to go through the combine and be seen by everybody and then have your pro day and be seen by everybody. And now make individual team visits and be seen by everybody again. So everybody's going to get their shot at a look at DJ. He's going to do this one. He's got, I think, another one with Minnesota coming up. Brian Honfeldt kicked for the Titans the last week. So this is that time period now before the draft where everybody wants to get a look.
Joe, if you're a Vandy fan reflecting back to the black and gold game, you're liking the upgrade at receiver, some big plays by Alex Washington. And what about Terrence Jeffers?
Yep, he's a guy that's going to contribute right away. He made a lot of catches at UConn, has size, has speed. You look out there and you don't see, you know, Justin Wheeler playing. So there are other elements still to be, you know, included in this mix. But I think this is an offense that these guys are really going to like. And the other factor, I know Mo Patton wrote about it today, tight end is really going to be a strength for this team. You know, Brandon Barden was terrific last year. Austin Monahan was playing great before he got hurt. Justin Green's in there as a big guy. They've got a lot of options. They can move those guys around. So I think receiver's going to be a strength.
I have to admit I'm a little intrigued by big Ryan Van Rensburg. Yes. What's his role in the offense?
So far, he's a downhill runner. He's an excellent blocker. He's faster than people think. He's one of those guys that was on the depth chart all of last year and just never got a chance to get
in.
He's
what, about 270, or is he more than that?
No, he's not much more than that, but he's a big, strong runner who can block well. He's a good lead blocker in that situation. I just think they've got a lot of intriguing parts this year, Mark, to be able to incorporate and move things around with Jared Hawkins back there and Gaston Miller back there, and then you've got Kennard Reeves who's coming on, and you've got, like you said, Van Rensburg who's coming on. I think the offensive unit's really going to have a lot of wrinkles and a lot of different options this year to look forward to.
Joe, I didn't have a chance to talk with George Smith at the banquet the other day. Do you know what his future plans are?
No, I really don't. I haven't had a chance to talk to him either, and that's a guy that you just couldn't help but pull for with everything that he went through in his career at Vanderbilt. It was kind of sad that his last year was probably not as good as he would have liked. Of course, he had to battle injury too again, but just a great competitor, a great young man. You have to pull for it. Whatever he does, he's going to succeed. He's been through so much already, and he has the right attitude about it all. But he's a guy that you miss, or this team is going to have to replace in terms of just the mindset, you know, the morale, you know, the intensity, the stuff that he kept up in the locker room and on the sidelines, even when he wasn't playing. He was a big part of the game. He's one of those guys. You saw, Kevin, there were weeks where they dressed him out.
Oh, yeah, for the first few weeks of the season.
Knowing there was no way he was going to play.
Uh-huh.
But he wanted to be in uniform and be on that sideline, and they thought enough of him to do that. And, you know, they basically sacrificed a position for somebody that could play, you know, possibly in a game, to make sure he was on the sideline. I mean, that's how much he meant to them.
He'd taken a trip to the barber shop since I had seen him. I barely recognized him the other day.
Maybe he's trying to pick up on his 40 time.
That's right. A little more aerodynamic. Joe, thanks as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys.